At 8:06, we have sunshine and 35 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 62 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It is the end of the line for Twinkies. Hostess brand says it is closing all of its plants and going out of business because workers have refused to end a strike. It will mean 18,000 jobs lost nationwide, including 160 here in Tulsa. Tulsa striker Joe Morrison says, so be it.
If they close it, they close it. Because we're not going back across the picket line.
Right.
Because we're standing up for our families and our pension fund and our livelihoods.
He says the new package offered by the company was so poor that most workers feel comfortable that they can find a better job elsewhere. The Federal Trade Commission has signed off on Hertz's purchase of Tulsa-based Dollar Thrifty car rental. Hertz has tried for several years to buy the competitor. The deal is for $2.3 billion. There's no word on what will happen to the Tulsa headquarters. It is being called the new era in Tulsa trash disposal. A new $7 million investment will streamline the recycling process in Tulsa. Tulsa Recycling and Transfer showed off its new system in North Tulsa yesterday. CEO Tom Hill says the firm has been recycling here for 30 years.
We are Tulsa's original recyclers, having reclaimed over a 500,000 tons of products, recyclable products, out of the waste stream.
This will allow for a wider variety of material to be recycled at the plant, including now glass. An Oklahoma judge sentences a teenager to an unusual punishment.
Judge Mike Norman says the 17-year-old must attend church for the next 10 years to keep out of prison after pleading guilty as a youthful offender to manslaughter and the death of his passenger. Authorities say the teen had been drinking when he crashed his pickup into a tree, killing 16-year-old John Luke Dumb. The judge handed down a 10-year deferred sentence to the teen as long as he meets conditions that include attending church and graduating from high school and welding school. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
3 years after the legislature authorized the erection of a Ten Commandments monument on the state capitol grounds, the granite display is now in place. The 6-foot-tall monument was set up yesterday on the north side of the state capitol. There are a few typos. Sabbath, for example, is misspelled. It was paid for by Republican Representative Mike Ritz of Broken Arrow. Did outgoing Tulsa City Councilor Tom Manser fail to attend several meetings in violation of the state law on absenteeism? City Council Administrator Drew Reese has asked the city attorney to determine if special meetings count toward compliance with the law.
We're going through and evaluating the different meetings, both the regular and special meetings, whether quorum was made on those different meetings and his attendance level and whether or not it conforms with state statute.
The law requires members of a governing municipal body to attend at least 50% of the meetings in any given four-month period. Manser has accepted a job in Ardmore and did not actively seek re-election. Tulsa's oldest elephant is now old enough to draw Social Security, but she is showing no sign of retiring. Gunda is the Tulsa Zoo's first and oldest elephant. She's turning 62 years old today. Zoo staff has a birthday party planned later this morning. Well, it's a sure sign that Christmas is coming.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Happy holidays.
The Salvation Army kicks off its Red Kittle campaign in Tulsa this year. Through Christmas, the Salvation Army will be ringing bells outside of stores to help fund its many programs. Our weather forecast, sunshine and pleasant, a high today of 62, clear and crisp tonight, 35 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, sunny and 35. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.